Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. I love that. That's Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 from the NIV Bible. Friend, how are you? Happy Thursday. This, of course, is the 25th day of October 2012. We are officially, what, a week away from November 1st already. Yeah. The temperatures have been somewhat, I guess, a little bit warmer here in the last couple of days. It's been quite interesting, but I know we're going to be seeing a cold front for sure. So regardless, friend, I sure hope that you are enjoying the weather. Beautiful, beautiful leaves. I mean, there's this big tree by our home. It's just so pretty, and just the leaves are falling. So welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. Yes, I'll tell you what, my family and I had a wonderful time at the circus. Yeah, the circus was in town this past weekend. We had a chance to see that. Aubrey and I, we took the kiddos there. We hung out with Mark Burns and Pastor Jason as well. So it was just a great time. We went on Saturday. It was just so neat. The kids really had a wonderful time. We went out for pizza afterwards, and it was a great, great night. Family time, and we had some fellowship with other friends as well, so that was really, really neat. And also, this weekend is going to be packed at the Assembly Hall as well. I know Mercy Me is going to be in concert tomorrow night. Wow, I know Mark has been giving away a couple of tickets here in the last day or so, yeah, if you're looking to go see Mercy Me, a great Christian group, 333-5000 at the Assembly Hall, 333-5000 if you're interested for that. Well, I hear that the Taste of Israel Q&A last week was just fantastic, a great night of fellowship as well. If you missed it and you're still interested in becoming part of our 12-day trip to Israel, it's going to be a trip and a mission/humanitarian trip as well. This is going to be a fantastic 12-day trip to Israel. You'll have a chance to just do some touring and really be the hands and feet of Jesus while you are there. Again, it's the 12-day trip to Israel, planned March 2nd through the 13th. In 2013, of course. Now, if this is something you're still interested in, please give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or just visit our website. There is an application that you can fill out, and it also has a little more information. It's greatnewsradio.org. greatnewsradio.org, and there should be a little tab there that says the Israel trip. Yeah, greatnewsradio.org. Well, last week, my 10-year-old Timothy and I decided to have a Bible study. Now, I've mentioned Timothy quite a few times. He's our oldest. He is one who is thinks logically. You know, he's the intellectual out of the two kids that we have, my wife and I have. And so Timothy is 10, and he's a little bit more well advanced than most kids his age when it comes to knowing certain Bible stories. And I think just part of being in a family that goes to church every Sunday, a church that is in pastoral ministry. So I think that comes with it, because he goes to all the meetings, all the Wednesday night deals. So he knows quite a few of the Bible passages and Bible stories. So knowing that, I wanted to have a Bible study with him that was a little bit more in depth than the Bible studies, you know, we normally have, you know, apart from Jonah and the whale and, you know, Moses in the burning bush, you know. So I wanted to go a little bit deeper with him, the meat and potatoes type of Bible study with him. And it was from Mark chapter 5, where Jesus restores a demon-possessed man. Let's turn to Mark chapter 5, and let's kind of read along and see where the Lord leads in this devotional. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. Kind of tells you how bad the area was. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself
with stones. Verse 6. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted out at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." For Jesus has said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. Verse 11 of Mark chapter 5. A large herd of pigs was feeding on a nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission. And the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and all drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in town and the countryside, and the people went out to see what happened. I would too, but when they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. Wow. That's not normally one of those stories that ends and they lived happily ever after. No, not necessarily. There's so much in this passage. There's just so much. Jesus had just completed calming the storm. And he comes across this region in the Gerasenes. And there, in this area, there was a man who was possessed by demons. It said that his name was Legion, which means there are many. So there were many demons inside this man that was taking control and possessing him. And we don't know how long that this had been going on, but for however long it was causing a great disturbance to this community, obviously, since we had this man that was filled with evil spirits. It was to the point where people in the community tried to chain this man that was possessed with iron, putting iron on his feet and trying to subdue him, but it said that no one was strong enough to overtake him. Day and night, night and day, he would cry out, and I'm sure that there were many people in that region scared to death. I mean, it was you know what on earth for this community. I can only imagine. But the demons in this man ran and fell on his knees in front of Jesus. Now that symbolizes something. That even Satan himself and his army, if you want to call it that, still bow down to God Almighty. Isn't that pretty cool? Yes, true, he is the ruler of our system in our world. However, God is still God, and he still has to ask permission from God. In James 2:19, it says, "You believe that there is one God. Good, even the demons believe that and shudder." The demons, Satan, and all his army all know the power that God has, the power that's in the hands of our living God. It said they ran to him and fell on their knees. His presence was too much for them. And this demon-possessed man shouted on the top of his voice. He acknowledged that Jesus was the Son of God. And Jesus said, "Come out of him, you impure spirit." And they begged Jesus to go into the herd of pigs. Now, and Jesus allowed them, this goes back to God's sovereignty, allowed them to go into the pigs. He gave them permission. And they did, and there was about 2,000 pigs. That's a lot of pigs. That's a lot of bacon running around and lost bacon right there. But all the pigs died. And those who saw this ran off, and they told the community, "You're not going to believe what just happened." Boy, I bet they had one story to tell. I'll tell you that. So they ran, and they told the community. And I'm sure everybody was like, "What are you talking about?" They all ran there to see what happened. And it said that they looked at the man. They saw that he was healed, but they also saw what happened to the pigs. They heard what happened to the pigs as well. And after that, the people pleaded with Jesus to leave their region. Why in the world, after seeing a man healed, and now there is peace in this community, why would they ask him to leave? Some theologians believe that they were so terrified they did not know how to respond. So they asked Jesus, we don't want to deal with this. Just leave. Just go. And I think that's a big part of it. But my personal opinion on this, I think they were more focused on their livestock being lost than the man being healed and peace is now in this community. I think they were more focused on their livestock because pigs back then and herd of sheep and cattle and all that, that was their money. That was their dollar bills, so to speak. So when they had saw that their money, their livestock was gone, that they were bitter, they were frustrated. Yes, they were afraid. The text does say that they were afraid, but they were upset what had happened. And they asked Jesus, "You need to go." When God allows certain stuff in your life and I to die or to fade away, or if he chooses to take certain things away in our life, how do you respond? Do you bow down and worship the Lord and say, "God, it wasn't even mine to begin with"? Or do you have conversations with God and say, "I don't even want to talk to you. How dare you take that away from me? How dare you allow that to happen to me?" These people, in my opinion, have possibly used their livestock as their idol. They probably worshiped their money. They probably worshiped their ability to make great financial decisions. I mean, it said they have 2,000 herd of pigs. I mean, those are a lot of pigs there. When the demons asked Jesus to send us among the pigs, I think the demons knew that the region of the Gerasenes worshiped their livestock. That idol worship, they put it before their relationship with God. You know, in the game of chess, which I was never really good at in the first place, the most powerful piece on the chessboard is not the king, it's not the pawn, it's actually the queen. Because the queen has the most power. It can go left, it can go right, it can go diagonal, it can go backwards, it can go as many squares as it wants, because it's the most powerful piece. And when you're a player, that's your most valued piece on the entire chessboard. It has the most power. Well, if you're playing against your opponent, you want to disable or take away the thing they value the most on their chessboard. That's the best way to win. You want to kill their queen in the game of chess if you really want to win. So you want to take away the thing they valued the most. The demons knew that the town, the region of the Gerasenes valued their pigs. And so did Jesus. And maybe that's why he allowed them to go into the herd of pigs. Could it be that their idol worship was the thing that opened the door to the demons of even coming into their region? Just a thought. But whatever the reason was, they were unhappy with Jesus. Despite a man being healed. Despite peace now being brought into their region, they ask Jesus to leave. Friend, how do you respond when God does a miracle in your life? Most of us, we thank the Lord. We praise him. But there are people today who God does healings, who God does miracles, and they choose not to acknowledge him. And another thing to look at in this passage in Mark chapter 5, a question to think of is, what do you value? Do you value stuff? Or do you value the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? And that, my friends, is a lesson from a demon-possessed man.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, not for ever wilt be.
That's right, Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Beautiful song. That is a group called Selah, right here on Great News Radio. And my name is Joey Kroll for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, friend, thank you so much for just letting me spend some time here with you. And I always look forward to Thursday on my calendar. It's circled pretty much every week. So thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you today and tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. I sure hope you can join Mark as our good friend, Mr. Jason Schiffo, will be celebrating his one-year anniversary with Great News Radio. This is so cool. It's He's quite the character. He knows the Word of God, and he's just a great guy and a great addition to the Great News Radio family. So, yeah, tomorrow, my understanding is Mark Burns is going to play the best of bloopers between him and Jason from the past year. So that you can only imagine how entertaining that will be tomorrow. So congratulations, Jason, and thanks for being part of the team, and thank you so much for your service thus far. So that's part of the Friday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning right here on Great News Radio. Well, friend, in the meantime, I do pray that you enjoy the rest of your day, and until we meet again, don't forget that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.